The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the beginning of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Aminadab, Aminadab became the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse, Jesse the father of David the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asaph, Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, Joram the father of Uzziah, Uzziah became the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah, Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amos, Amos the father of Josiah, Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, Abiud became the father of Eliakim, Eliakim the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok, Zadok became the father of Akim, Akim the father of Eliud, Eliud the father of Eleazar, Eleazar became the father of Matahan, Matahan the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Thus, the total number of generations from Abraham to David is 14 generations. From David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations. From the Babylonian exile to Christ, 14 generations. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Perhaps you noticed the four women mentioned in this genealogy: Tamar, Rahab, Bathsheba, and Ruth. These women are foreign to the Israelite people. They do not belong to their bloodline. And yet Matthew has included them here in the paternal lineage of Christ. Throughout the history of the church, we've understood this inclusion to mean one thing in particular: that God intended from the beginning of time to include everyone into the lineage of Jesus Christ, that salvation would come to the Jews, but also to the rest of us Gentiles. What's more interesting about three of these women, though, is that each is associated with some scandal in the Old Testament. Tamar deceptively had relations with her father-in-law to produce an heir. Rahab was a prostitute. And Bathsheba was coerced into having relations with King David, who then sent her husband off to die. And still, even these were included in the lineage. By mentioning sinful people, God's ways are shown to be different from our ways. God will sometimes carry out his plan of salvation by means of people whose conduct has not been just. God saves us, sanctifies us, and chooses us to do good despite our sins and infidelities. And he chose to leave evidence of this at various stages in the history of our salvation, including this lineage of Jesus Christ. Now, why this last bit is important, why this inclusion of all these women with scandals, is because these women represent us. Because we are unfaithful. We are sinners. We are all of that. And so if they can be included in the lineage of Jesus Christ, to become part of his family, that's good news for the rest of us.